What's going on, guys? So I just got off the phone with my mom. She's in North Carolina now, and my cousin just graduated from 8th grade. Oh my gosh, she's going to college. I'm so excited for her. Her mother and my mother are best cousins, you can say. And me and my little cousin, we decided, okay, so 5 years ago, like maybe not 5 years, but I like the number 5. Because 7 years ago, I don't even remember. So 5 years ago, me and my cousin, we decided that, like, we saw how our mother was with each other, you know, through everything that they experienced together, you know, having children, traveling back and forth from North Carolina and New Jersey, and being able to be close cousins, like, not those cousins that are, like, here today and then gone tomorrow, but like who stick together through thick and thin, through death in the family, through remarriage, through a lot of hard things. You know, you don't really find family who will stick with you when it gets rough. So me and my cousin decided that we were gonna be just like our parents, you know, just like our moms, because we saw how great their relationship was. And now it's like, for me and my cousin, like, not being at her graduation today really made me emotional, because I'm like I really can see so much growth in her, and like so much of desire in her to be so much more than what society gives girls to be nowadays. So for me, I really want to inspire not just myself, but also I want to inspire my children so that then they can inspire their children. And I'm not talking about birth children, but I'm talking about adopted children. Like children that I just meet for the first time, and then after I meet them, I just get connected to them through their dreams, like get connected to them through their family bloodline, like not bloodline, like that's kind of creepy, but like connected to them through their family line, like where do you come from, how did you grow up, what's your dream, why do you dream like this? This is the type of relationships that I want moving forward in my life as a businesswoman, as a productive individual for the gospel, as a person who is ready to conquer the world, not by her own works, but by the grace of God, who not only sent her to Korea, meaning me, but also sent her to Mexico to receive salvation. You know, it's really a big thing for me to be in Korea after 4 months of receiving salvation in Mexico. And my story is really big, so I'm going to cut it here, saying peace and love to you, and hopefully I can tell you my story one day. Love you. Deuces. Wow, it's official. PGETV is here. Yes. So the thing about PGETV for me is PGE stands for Professional Girl Enterprise, and TV just stands for the fact that I'm a 21-year-old freelance journalism, and I have started this program where I want to talk to you about the way we are, right? Because growing up, I never knew how to be a girl. I never knew how to establish myself in relationships. I never knew how to be pretty. I never knew how to be cute. I was always the aggressive person who hit anything that was moving. I was always the person who cried. Yes, I cried, but I didn't cry because I was sad. I cried because I was mad as crap and I wanted to beat somebody's head in, you know? Like, this is where I come from. But I never knew how to be a girl. You know, a girl is very soft. Like, lately I've been able to see that being a girl sometimes is annoying to everybody, and being a girl sometimes makes you feel like you're alone when you're in a crowd full of people who love you. But that's okay. I think the fact that we have PGETV community is because I know, like me, many girls don't know who they are as girls and women, and when you don't know who you are, you can choose many different paths trying to find out. But from experience of choosing a lot of different paths to find out who I am, I found out that I am not exactly who I thought I was. I'm actually opposite of who I thought I was. I thought that I was aggressive. I thought that I was powerful. I thought that I was stronger than a man. But I really realized that I'm weak. I can't do much for myself. I can't take care of myself. And that's okay, because being a girl is not always easy, but it's doable. And through PGE TV, I really want to showcase that being a girl sometimes is not always black and white. You do have gray areas, and sometimes maybe it's pink because girls love pink. So I hope that you stick around with me, and I hope you learn a lot from me, and let's do this together. Peace and love, girls, all around the world.